Section 105 of 15,000 Useful Phrases by Grenville Kweiser, read for LibriVox.org by Carlene Coney, SmartWriter, 42607 Lincoln, Maine. The tempered daylight of an olive garden, the tender grace of a day that is fled, the tension of struggling tears which strove for an outlet, the thought leaped, the timely effusion of tearful sentiment, the tone betrayed a curious irritation, the torture of his love and terror crushed him. The trees rustled and whispered to the streams, the tumult in her heart subsided, the tumult in her mind found sudden speech, the tumult of pride and pleasure, the tone of moving feet in the lamp-lit city, the tyranny of nipping winds and early frosts, the unmasked batteries of her glorious gray eyes. The vacant fields looked blankly irresponsive. The vast and shadowy streams of time, the vast cathedral of the world, the vast unexplored land of dreams, the velvet of the cloudless sky grew darker, and the stars more luminous, the veneer of spurious civilization, the very pulsation and throbbing of his intellect, the very silence of the place appeared as a source of peril. The vision fled him, the vivifying touch of humor. The web of lies is rent in pieces, the wheel of her thought turned in the same desolate groove. The whispering rumble of the ocean, the white seething surf fell exhausted along the shore. The whole exquisite night was his. The whole sea of foliage is shaken and broken up with little monetary shiverings and shadows. The wide horizon flames with summer. The wild whirl of nameless regret and passion sorrow. The wild winds flew around, sobbing in their dismay. The wind charged furiously through it, panting toward the downs. The wind piped drearily. The wind was in high frolic with the rain. The winnowed taste of the ages. The woods were silent with adoration. The youth of the soul. The zenith turned shell pink. Their ethereal but enchanting beauty had expired forever. Their eyes met glancingly. Their troth had been plighted. There was a kind of exhilaration in this subtle baiting. There was a mild triumph in her tone. There was a mournful and dim haze around the moon. There was a strange massing and curving of the clouds. There was a thrill in the air. There was a time I might have trod the sunlit heights. There was no glint of hope anywhere. There was no menace in the night's silvern calmness. There was something so kindly in its easy candor. There was a spendthrift grandeur. These qualities were raised to the white heat of enthusiasm. They became increasingly turbid, phantomagorial. They escaped the baffled eye. They sit heavily on the soul. They were vastly dissimilar. This exquisite conjunction and balance, this little independent thread of inquiry, ran through the texture of his mind and died away. This shadowy and chilling sentiment unaccountably creeps over me. The thought shook through her in poignant pictures. Thoughts came thronging in panic haste, thrilled by fresh and indescribable odors, thrilled with a sense of strange adventure, through a cycle of many ages, through endless and labyrinthine sentences, thrilled to the depths of her being. Time had passed unseen, tinsel glitter of empty titles, tired with a dull, listless fatigue. To all intents and purposes, to speak with entire candor, to stay his tottering consistency, to the scourging he submitted with a good grace, tossed disdainfully off from young and ardent lips, touched every moment with shifting and enchanting beauty, touched with a bewildering and elusive beauty, transcendental contempt for money. Transformed with an overmastering passion, trouble gathered on his brow, turning the world topsy-turvy. Twilight creeps upon the darkening mind. This is the end of Section 105. This material is in public domain. Section 105 of 15,000 Useful Phrases of Grenville Kleiser, read for LibriVox.org by Carlene Coney Smartwriter, 42607, Lincoln, Maine.